There are four candles on our Advent wreath that circle around the Christ candle. Remember hope. Our hope is in the Lord, born a baby among us. Remember the candle of joy. Joy is in the Lord, born a baby among us. Remember that we belong to the Prince of Peace. Let peace begin with me. Now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, and the greatest of these is love. Grant that we might share Christ's love for us with everyone we meet. The Christ candle is in the center of our wreath. May we center our lives on Christ the Lord. Thank you.
I invite you to sit down. We welcome you. How many of you know that the United Methodist Church does not have a pope, but the Roman Catholic Church does? Do you know who the pope is? Pope Francis. This is not the joke yet. Pope Francis wrote an article about holy humor, and humor is a gift of God, and I guess he tells some interesting jokes. I'm not going to try and tell any of the Pope jokes for you, but I do have one that I'll share with you this evening as we gather. There's a good joke I like to tell about noble gases, but I very rarely get a reaction. I know, after dinner, not everyone's awake. We can go with that. We are going to celebrate our service tonight, but I want to warn you and remind you we are using live flame. And when God created candles and fire, hairspray was not invented yet. And that's a dangerous sort of thing. And young people of all ages need to be helped with their flames, all right? So when we pass the flame during Silent Night, keep the lit candle upright and bring the unlit candle over and light from that, and then we'll pass those down through the pews as we share and spread the light during Silent Night. I'm not sure of other announcements. Are there any other things that we need to share as we are preparing and being set to begin our worship? Anything? Paya, no? We're good. Does everyone have candles? Anybody not have one, wave. And Joe is dying to hand out candles to anybody that might need one, if you need an extra candle or whatever. But help little ones. They're fascinated by fire, and we understand that fascination, but with a little supervision. If not, if there are no others, let's stand. We have a hymn to begin our evening. Oh, come all ye faithful. Mark Doctor is going to come and help lead us in singing.
One and three. Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful in triumphant, oh, come.
Glory to God.
Seated. Father, I just want to stop for a minute and just say I love you. Just want to tell you thank you just for being patient with me and just for giving me another chance. You've always been there for me and you were the father that I never knew. I just want to say.
My hands were made to worship you.
I give you
my love,
and I give you
my all.
And when?
And when this world
has come.
Has come.
To when?
To when.
And paradise.
And
when I see your face. When you call for me, Father.
With you.
You'll wipe every tear, Father.
Begin.
And this is what he'll say.
Well done.
You'll say.
You'll say.
When I see.
When I see.
How many want to see him someday? Oh, don't play with me. How many of you want to see him one day? Open up your mouth and say hallelujah. Come on.
My past has been erased with just one touch.
Your past is erased. Father, I just want
before I do the Bible reading, I would like the young Tongans to know our ensemble could use you in their group. The reading tonight from the scripture is Titus 2, 11 through 14, which can be found in your pew Bible, in the New Testament on page 202 and 203. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, training us to renounce impurity and worldly possessions, in the present age to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly, while we wait for the blessed hope and the manifestation of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He it is who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds. The word of the Lord.
So our next hymn we'll be singing, and we will stand up if you're able, is What Child Is This?, found on page 219, not 245.
Oh, come on.
Love.
Please be seated.
Thank you, Tongans. You surprised me with a Merry Christmas gift there and greeting. I'll tell you what, you ask him, can you do a little something on Christmas Eve? It turns into a whole production. It's a beautiful thing. Amen. Amen. By way of our time of prayers, we lift those prayers that you see printed on the back of the worship bulletin. Are there other concerns we need to lift this evening? I'll ask you to think about those for a minute. I want to share one. The secretary and organist at Johnstown, when I was there, Karen Vandervelde, she's in the hospital with a heart arrhythmia, and so I'd like to lift Karen. Just prayers for her and prayers they settle out. I think she's going to get a pacemaker. It may be related to the fact that she and her husband are fierce football fans. She's a Broncos fan and he's a Green Bay fan. Oh, I've got it backwards. She's Green Bay, he's Broncos. And when they play in the same game, they don't watch TV. Anyway, prayers for Karen, if you will. Are there other concerns that you have that you would like to lift this evening? I don't see any. May the grace and peace of the days continue that we not find other concerns that we lift. Do you have celebrations that you might want to lift as we are about celebrating tonight? We celebrate. Bob, did you remember to celebrate Holly's birthday? Yeah, all right. And we got that handled. Helen, I don't see, but her birthday is on Christmas Day. Somebody else's is on the 25th. Oh, it's Jesus. Okay, all right. Some arms up here. Michael, do you have a... Jim Latow's trying to get our attention, I believe. Hold on.
Okay, stop.
The day after Christmas is my son Jerry's 54th birthday.
Jerry on the 26th. Okay. You have somebody every day of the year, Jim Latow. I swear to goodness. But celebrations. My brother's birthday is also on the 26th, my little brother, Andy. So we lift him. Michael Pius got her hand up.
Today is my brother Simeone's birthday. He is in Hawaii. He is an old man at 35. And also, I just want to celebrate all the beautiful and handsome faces here tonight that we have not seen in a long time. Praise God.
Yes, thank you, thank you. There's a couple of faces that you probably haven't seen in a while, but we're scheduled to be here. Miss Joanna is hiding behind us here on the organ bench, and her mother Hoa are here, and so we want to celebrate their coming and sharing their gift of music this night. Any others? I don't want to cut anybody else off, all right. If you would turn and let us read responsively, we're going to read our unison prayer. Order of who's doing what is changing around. The lights are not our doing. It's divine guidance, so we'll just have to just trust that these things are happening. That and technology. So let us read our unison prayer. Loving, gracious God, hear your people gathered in worship and prayer. On this, the eve of the birth of your son, on this magical evening, May our hearts be opened as never before. We gather tonight with brothers and sisters, your children. Melt divisions that divide us. Show us how to build bridges of love and compassion. Hear our prayers for our loved ones. Hear our prayers to heal an injured world. Open us, O God, to hear again the message of the angels, the shepherds, Mary and Joseph, and the doom-born lying in the manger. Amen.
Can we be in a moment of silent prayer, please? Gracious Lord and Heavenly Father, we humbly bow our heads, open our minds and our hearts to your altar. As we reflect on the symbolism of today, Christmas Eve, we put ourselves in the place of some of those who may have been present, a shepherd. We think of the wise men. We think of Mary and Joseph. And we are thankful for the babe in the manger, the greatest gift of all, unspeakable gift. Heavenly Father, we are thankful. Thankful for receiving grace and love for which we are undoubtedly undeserving. But your mercy, your love for us, despite all of our shortcomings, has earned everlasting life, has earned your love. Gracious Lord, we are thankful. We are mindful of family members who are here with us tonight in your holy house. But at the same time, we keep in our hearts and we are mindful of loved ones in other places of the world, loved ones who perhaps we once shared a pew with here in this room, who have moved on. We keep those people close. Heavenly Father, we are prayerful as we lift up Pastor Peter, the rest of the leadership of this Church Burns Memorial United Methodist. We think of where we will go in the new year that is just over the horizon. And we pray that your grace and your guidance continue to shed light upon the leadership of here of our church. Heavenly Father, we celebrate. We are anxious for the coming of the newborn King. And we join in the same words as other Christians around the world say as the prayer that was taught to them by the newborn King as an adult, we all say, Our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread as we forgive those who trespass against, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I ask the ensemble to make their way forward as I try to make my way to the back to start the CD for them.
I just hope I don't have them too hot, seeing as I didn't do a sound check. Got a problem.
That was a tad fast, guys.
How many of you love technology? It certainly adds spontaneity to life. And if we don't approach it with a sense of humor. Now, of course, you know that AI, artificial intelligence, is coming. It will make it even more complicated. You know that. That was a joke, but it's probably a true one.
No, I think it's true. That was really strange.
Alex, you put your hand up that you like technology. I think you should stand up here and do a little solo while we're waiting to get all of the music set. Mark, you know, in baseball, three strikes.
Weird. I didn't know I could do that.
I know, I've never heard it. Honestly, this is not typical, guys.
We didn't have to do this song.
Auxiliary into the...
Yeah, but they don't
want to take it. Yeah, but they have to
wait for it. Yeah, well, should we just do it a cappella?
In service, too.
We can do it a cappella.
Would you...
Well, one thing, you got to find a disc cleaner.
Yeah.
Let's just applaud the ensemble.
Thank you. Thank you for
your
training and your work and your...
For those of you who come on the next Sunday that we have an opportunity, we will
That is.
We'll hear it then. I am so sorry.
Our scripture reading for this evening is taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, the first 20 verses. And I'd like to ask those who are able to please stand for the reading of our gospel. To those who like to follow on, it's on page 54 and 55, the New Testament. And this is how it happened. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. And this was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those who he favors." When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that was taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. The word of our Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated.
We're inviting Stephanie forward with for our Vacation Bible School song here. Anybody who can move, especially young ones, come forward. Come help her sing this. Come help her do this. We know that a lot of the Tongan kids are here to help, and we've got all kinds of, and they'll show you the move, they'll show you all the motions on the screen, so all you have to do is follow along. The rest of us, let's stand up, and this is a good time for a little bit of aerobics and get your blood flowing, get you woken up so you don't fall asleep during the pastor's sermon. He didn't have to. That's all right. Joey Rowan, let him stay there. He didn't have to. Whatever he wants to do. You get up here, though. You can't. You did a good job training them, Stephanie. I know some of them are kind of going a little slow there, especially some of those children out in the pews there, the bigger children. What's the weather forecast? Are we going to have snow? We might have to break into a chorus of White Christmas. Shall we try and mimic Bing Crosby and sing White Christmas? What do you think? Let's let it be. Christmas Eve. I love this service. I love this time of year. I love all that's about that. But I think that this is perhaps one of the most troubled Christmas Eves I can remember. Now, maybe it is because I'm just more aware of things going on in the world around. I need to turn off the news sometimes, but we are not allowed as Christians to bury our heads in the sand either. Being aware is vital. Being who we are, called as Christians, and called to be those doers of peace. We need that. Christ is the King of peace, the Prince of peace. He is about peace and calls us to peace. Peace on all. the heavenly host. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace amongst those whom God favors. That's where we're called to be. So let's celebrate a joyous world, shall we? Shall we ignore the peace? But maybe we need to imagine a joyous world. How? How are we going to imagine joy today, this minute? That night when Jesus was born, things were at least as bad, if not worse. There was a cruel Roman emperor. Nalu reflected on that. Thank you, Nalu, for filling in. Thank you, Neil, for doing. We traded some roles there. You saw that. A family does that. Amen. But in Jesus' time, the Roman Empire was there, and that was a cruel empire, oppressive. There were corrupt leaders both inside and outside the Roman government, inside and outside the temple, all kinds of political division. There was fear, rampant fear. There was no justice. There was no courts you could turn to. Oh, come, Emmanuel, please. And everyone knew that was coming. The prophets had said, the one is coming, the Messiah, the Christ. And everyone was expecting the Messiah, the Christ, to come and right the wrongs, to change all that was. They were expecting a royal leader, a powerful king, a warrior to come. And Emmanuel did come. A newborn baby. How many of you have seen a newborn baby? Just a few minutes old, a few hours old, just... Yeah, they're pretty terrifying. And there, that helpless baby born into the world. Can you imagine that God sent this baby? God's love brought about an unlikely alliance. It brought an alliance of an amazing group. We alluded to that a little bit in the scripture. Nalu alluded to some of that in his prayer. It was an unusual gathering of people. Here, an unmarried pregnant teenager. She was terrified. The word in Greek is phobia. The root word to phobia. She was terrified. It was outrageous. And in her age, it was just unimaginable. Can you imagine her being pregnant? And her fiancé, a carpenter, he was from the wrong side of the tracks, you know, Nazareth. Can anything good come from Nazareth? Do you remember that scripture? And so here, this poor, hardworking carpenter from the wrong side of the tracks. Can you imagine the two of them being involved in any of God's works? And they come and pregnant, and they get to the town of Bethlehem to register for the census, and all the inns are full. And they come to an inn, and here's an innkeeper, and he's loving it. Every room is rented out. He's renting out rooms and doubling booking rooms, and he's just... collecting the money and celebrating all the way through. You know, prophet. And they come and they knock on the door. They say, do you have a place for him? Can you imagine him having anything to do with them? And he did. He took it. He said, all my rooms are full, but he says, I've got a clean stall in the stable. If you have never been in a stable in a cool night or winter, in the nighttime, and the cattle are there, the horses perhaps, it's a kind of a wonderful place. It's warm. It's comforting. And the innkeeper accommodates them and takes them and makes sure that they have they have a place. Can you imagine an innkeeper going to that extent? God knows it's happening. The heavenly host, and they decide to invite special guests. This is a royal birth. This is the birth of the Messiah. Everyone's expecting this royal birth. And so God makes special invitations. Shepherds, poorest, itinerant, and it's the boys working the night shift. They're nobody. They don't have a place. That only job they can do is watching out for the sheep. And the angel of the Lord appears before them, and again, they are terrified. Terrified because this is the awesome God inviting them, and they come to see. They are invited. Can you imagine? And the heavenly host shone round about them. What a wonderful thing. What a blessed thing. I wish that all the lights would go out in the city for just about 5 minutes, just as we leave church tonight. And we could see that heavenly host above us. See the stars without any pollution from the lights of the city. See all of God's magnificent heavens. The heavenly host amongst the people. The time came for Jesus' birth, and they come and they bring him to the temple. They present him as is appropriate, and there's an old woman there. She's over 80 years old. She's a widow. She lives in the temple. She doesn't go anywhere. She's a nobody with no future, but she comes and she sees this child. Here's the scripture. There was a prophet, Anna. She was of great age. At that moment, Anna came and began to praise God and to speak about the child Jesus to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. For the redemption of the world. Who would pay attention to an old, widowed woman? Who? Can you imagine? God could imagine. God could imagine, and God could imagine even others coming. The wise men come from the east. What is present day Iran? They come, they're astrologers, they're the scientists of the age, and they have seen signs in the heavens, and they follow the star, and they come to pay Jesus homage. Can you imagine foreigners coming all that distance into a foreign land, bringing treasures, gold and frankincense and myrrh? Can you imagine them coming? God could imagine. And they find the source of love in a manger, and it unites them. Just as it can and does unite us 2,000 years later today. Governments are not going to unite us. Politics is not going to unite us. Our nationalities are not going to unite us. But here is something. Here is something that can gather us, that can bring us together. So if these days seem troubling at all to you, listen to the word. Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy to all people. For to everyone is born in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. Here he is. And tonight we pause to remember, here he is. God imagined him. Can we imagine ourselves being people who follow him? Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among all those who favor. Imagine with me. Amen. Let's stand as we prepare to finish. I believe we are ready for our candles. So I'm going to ask all of you to stand up, make sure you're standing and that you have your candles ready and that you're careful with those and careful with each other. Oh.
Silent night, holy night. tender and mild. Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace.
Amen. Hold your candles up. Remember those. We'll extinguish them here and now, but the flames continue.
Amen.
Blow out your candles. Ellen, if you'll bring up the lights, we're going to sing our closing. Join hands with one another. Candles out.
God's love.